Zach Osborne, Iron Man. Listen, I walked away before the end of the moto, but I guess you passed Kenny for second, so I'll have to watch it on TV.
Yeah, we actually, Eli and I got to him kind of at the same time. They got me a little bit in the beginning, and then we yo-yoed a little bit, and then I was finally able to make contact with him. And as soon as I did, I was like, man, if I can get Eli before he gets Kenny, then I might have a shot at winning this thing. And like literally three turns later, he passed him. I'm like, dang it. So then I passed him a couple corners after that, and Eli just had the pace there at the end, and so he won by, you know, 6 or 8 seconds or whatever. But still, it was a really good day. I mean, nice to end on a high note. I fell over at the worst possible second in the first moto and lost complete contact with everyone and just was riding around.
Hey, you're kind of by yourself, huh?
Yeah, that sucks. I mean, it's terrible. I fell over on like the third lap and it was just a struggle.
It was interesting to me because one thing that maybe you've lacked this year, not all the time, but sometimes is sprint speed. Second moto, you got in third. Those guys were going, and they did gap you a little bit, but then you were like, okay, I got this.
Yeah, but normally it's been like 10 seconds in those three laps, you know. Yeah. So, and I feel like really I had that sorted out before I hurt my shoulder. Like Southwick, I was, you know, passed into the lead on the first lap, and I'd been working really hard on at home just like hammering those first laps. So I feel like I was in a good spot before I crashed, and then I was a little bit timid again because I knew if I crashed and put myself way back, I was going to struggle. So it was just one of those deals, like it was a management deal more than anything. So I, you know, all in all, I feel really good about my rookie season, whatever. I had 21 out of 22 top five motos, so that's pretty good. And just overall consistent and didn't really have any, like, huge rookie mistakes. So it was a good year.
And a moto win, obviously. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, a moto win was awesome. I mean, it would have been nice to get an overall, but six podiums and a moto win was really good.
Hey, it's a dry Indiana.
Dude, this track, though, is seriously, when it's like this, it's, I mean, questionably the best track.
Oh, I thought you were gonna bag on it.
No, dude, it's sick. Like, it's awesome. I prefer the old layout, but still, this is still really good. You know, I think it's fun. The fans are sick. Like, it's just a really good race.
Yeah, it looked like a fun track in the morning, even for a guy like me. I'm not jumping that stuff, but it looked really fun.
Yeah, it was. It was nasty the first moto. It was worse in the first moto than the second moto. But the ruts, dude, they're just like hundreds of feet long. It's crazy.
So Motocross of Nations, you're really going over 3 weeks early.
Yeah, I'll leave on the 8th, so I'll get there on the 9th, start right now.
Are they going to do that?
Yeah, for real. It's happening.
That seems like a lot of work.
It is, but that's what it takes. I mean, if you're going to do it, you might as well do it right. So Jason and I have booked a place to stay together. And
are you worried about Team Fried in Amsterdam?
No, I think they'll be just fine. They're scared.
Okay. They're actually just scared?
Yeah, they're just talk. They're all talk.
Okay, well, hey, nice job today. Yeah, like you said, end of the season well. If you hadn't missed that race, who knows where you would have been.
Could have been a little different, you know, if you take just, like, my two worst finishes and give me those points, and I would have been really close with second and third. But, yeah, it is what it is. I couldn't possibly do it. I tried, and it wasn't feasible. So, all in all, good season.
No interview with Swap Moto Live?
No, who's that?
Thank you.